Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. I believe that there's an IQ for each part of a balanced life. There's an IQ for romance. There's an IQ for raising kids and family, dealing with family. There's an IQ for charity, an IQ for travel. In other words, you've got to study these things to be good at them. There's a phrase out there, it's not rocket science. And it implies that whatever they're talking about is very, very simple, easy to do. Well, I'm going on 60, and I haven't found one thing in life that's not rocket science to do it well. Now, I get it. If you want to be an amateur, don't study it. Don't master it. I like to use running as an example. Running's not rocket science, right? Oh, yes, it is. In fact, most people are doing it wrong, and they're ending up injuring their knees and their lower back, even some people upper back, because of the way they hold their upper body. No, just going for a jog, if you're going to do it right, requires, I would suggest, somewhere between 2 and 3 hours of training. And to really be good at it, you know, it takes years of training. Why do I say 2 or 3 hours? Because I went to YouTube and started watching these videos by professional runners because I was noticing that every time I ran, it was just awful for me. You know, knees hurt, back hurt. I'd end up with cramps. I was like, man, I gotta be doing something wrong. Other people run 5 miles and they it's nothing for them. They gotta be doing something different. And sure enough, that's what I found. There's a specific way to stand. There's a specific way for your heel to hit the ground and roll onto the ball. It's doggone rocket science. Traveling is rocket science. I go on a cruise. I just pay full price. I got friends who are getting free cruises, free extra days, you know, upgrades, all this other stuff. Everything is rocket science if you're going to be great at it. If you just want to be good, just go out there, start running. You're going to injure yourself in the long run. In other words, you're going to get reverse benefits from the running. It is important to study every single part of your life because somebody out there has perfected it and written a book on it or done videos on it. I watch these girls run. I think one of them was a guy. But it was this one woman. Man, the way she held her back, the way she swung her arms, the way that she pulled her quads up when she took a step, it was incredible. And amazingly, after I studied her for a while, and practiced a lot, the knee pain went away, the foot pain went away, the back pain went away, because I was doing it correctly. So I want you to be aware that there is an IQ for each part of a balanced life, and you got to study it. You got to study it. How about romantic relationships? People think they should be natural, and they say, oh, it should be easier, it's not worth it. I've been married 37 years to the same woman. It ain't easy. I read, I study, I look for better ways to communicate, look for better ways to be more effective romantically. It's work, but it's worth it to the nth degree. Man, it's worth it. But it takes work. Everything requires effort. And as you know, because we've discussed it many times, your caveman brain is effort minimizing. It automatically wants to do nothing to conserve energy, to survive. So it's a war. You got to use your mind. Let your mind out control you versus your brain. So when we talk about financial IQ, it comes down to the fact that only about 5 or 6% of Americans have a financial education. Only about 5 or 6%. The reason I say that is because only 5 or 6% of Americans are successful financially. 95% of Americans fail to retire successfully at age 65. Think about that. 95%. Are 95% of people stupid? No. Are 95% of people not working hard? No. They're just not educated. High school and college doesn't teach anything about building wealth. And I quit college the moment I found that out. I literally asked Lieutenant Purdy, my counselor, I go, yeah, I've been here, you know, year and a half, going on 2 years. Where are the classes on getting rich? And he goes, there are none. I quit school immediately. Why am I going to pay $80,000 to, you know, over 4 years, 5 years, to learn how to get a job? Crazy. Jobs are free. The sales pitch was you get a higher paying job. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want a job the rest of my life. I want to be an entrepreneur. There were many reasons, but that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I thought college was going to teach you how to build wealth, and it doesn't. It teaches you how to get a job. And when you look at the 95% of Americans who are failing, it's because they've got really, as I mentioned, no financial education. And the little bit that they do have is wrong. We're taught, get a job, climb the corporate ladder, get higher and higher pay, scrimp and save, put it in a 401k or an IRA, and then invest that in speculative things like stocks, mutual funds. And the sad thing is 90% of Americans believe that that's all you can do with your IRA or 401 is stocks and mutual funds. Which is not true. About 10% of Americans are aware of the fact that you can use your IRA or 401k to buy real estate. That's your responsibility to know that, by the way. Can't blame high school or college. Okay, we'll be back after the break with more here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
An old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about, you know, the eight IQs of a balanced life, and primarily the financial IQ, and how we are responsible to get out there and learn this stuff on our own, because high school and college is not going to teach it to you, and certainly your corporation's not going to teach it to you. Why would they teach you how to be financially independent? They want you tied into that job. I actually had a boss that encouraged me to go buy an expensive car, and he told me just blatantly, yeah, that way you'll have to work harder to make that payment. For real. Crazy. But how do you do it? You know, a lot of people are sitting there going, okay, I get it, C, but how do you get the financial education? You got to read. And nobody likes that. You know, it's hard to do. It hurts sometimes. Thinking is hard. It's very hard. And remember, we got effort-minimizing brains that don't like to do it. So you have to force yourself. But to do that, you've really got to get leverage on yourself. Listening to this show, I hope, gives you leverage by me encouraging you to do it. But you got to read. There are literally thousands of books out there on building wealth. One of the best, in my opinion, the best, is The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. That book lays the foundation for wealth building. And the wonderful thing about it is it's told in parable form so that you remember the stories. They're very interesting characters, very interesting outcomes, both negative and positive, that help you remember the material. So while there's books out there with more financial information or more up-to-date financial information, The Richest Man of Babylon stands alone because of its memorability, ease of remembering the material. It's phenomenal. And it really should be read by every 12 or 13-year-old. It should be in the school system as required reading, because there's nothing else in the school system teaching you about money. All they teach you is get a job, go scrimp and save. And that leads to 95% of Americans failing to retire, because you can't save your way to retirement. The whole philosophy is flawed for the simple reason that no matter how much you save, you could outlive it, and it probably will. It's highly probable that you will outlive your money if you're trying to save your way to retirement. One guy saved $5 million, ran out of money at 95. He's 102 and still healthy. So for the last 7 years and however more years he's going to live, he's been a burden on his kids, a burden on the government. You think he's happy? I seriously doubt it. I seriously doubt he's happy with that outcome. So, again, it's our responsibility to read, to study. Seminars are fantastic. I learn more from live events than I have from books. There's just something that makes them, if you got a good, entertaining speaker who's delivering these bombshells, like, I'll pick on Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's very accurate. Warren Buffett is right. But Warren Buffett is a very quiet, straightforward, and I mean no disrespect, he's not entertaining or memorable. That's not his job. I think his points are memorable because they're so logical, and he delivers them in such a deadpan way that they are memorable. but not the way, say, a Robert Kiyosaki teaches. If you're not familiar with him, read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki on building wealth. Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Man, when that guy speaks, the way he delivers the points in a funny, sometimes sarcastic way where you're laughing when he says it, you remember that stuff. So seminars really are, in my opinion, the best way to learn this material. And luckily, there's hundreds, if not thousands, well, there's thousands of them across the United States, but there's literally hundreds of them over a couple-year period right here in Houston, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in the Austin area, in the San Antonio area, doesn't matter where you're listening. There are educational, financial educational seminars going on all the time. And I'm going to tell you something, too. People are always going, oh, these guys are scammers. They're this, they're that. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, gone to dozens upon dozens upon dozens of these events. I have yet to go to one where the guy was completely bogus. Not one. Now, it may not have been a strategy for me. I've gone to seminars where I went, hey, that's cool, but I don't want any of that. It's not for me. But I knew what he was saying was working. I have yet to see one that was a complete scam. But everybody else is running around going, oh, they're all scams, they're all scams. No, they're full of BS, the people saying that. They probably didn't even go to the workshop they're putting down to check it out. So get out there. I know it's rough. Get off your rear end. Recognize, you know, especially those of you that are in your 40s and don't have $1 million saved up yet, you're behind the eight ball. You're in trouble financially. Because you only got about 25 years to go before you're 65, and you can subtract whatever if you're over 40. You don't have $1 million yet, and you've worked 20-plus years? Obviously, what you're doing doesn't work. You better change what you're doing. So the business model that works, and what you're going to find in these seminars, because there's one underlying theme that everybody agrees with, it's multiple streams of income. Even Warren Buffett said it. Never rely on a sole source of income, a job. Never rely on a sole source of income. Always invest to create a second stream of income. Always invest to create a second. So was he talking about stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, or crypto? Absolutely not, because they don't produce cash flow. He was referring to income-producing assets like real estate, like what we're buying here at Total Wealth Academy. We're buying big apartment complexes, self-storage complexes. The members are even buying strip shopping centers, hotels, senior living, and more. We've got literally 35 members. They're called sponsors that I invest with and the other members invest with that are buying these things. And we're making three times what the stock market is making. Three times. Sometimes more. We had a deal in 22, I believe it was, over 100% rate of return in 9 months. So some of them are home runs. Plus, we make money in both the up and down market, making real estate less risky than the stock market. So my recommendation to everybody that's woken up and realizes that they don't have a financial education is get out there and get one. Read books, attend seminars, take boot camps, do workshops. It's real. People are getting wealthy. But it's a very small group of people, because most everybody else is going to the Astros. Oh, I could take this hour-long seminar on building wealth, but doggone it, there's a game. What the? You're never going to get ahead in life if you don't put off that instantaneous gratification, suffer a little bit, and go get that financial education. And we offer a free sample class. It's only an hour and a half long, that where you can at least get a foundation for building wealth. And you can find that at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class there. But if you'd like a free copy of The Richest Man in Babylon, the book that I suggest is the most important financial book on the planet, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books with an S and download it. That's The Richest Man in Babylon. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books. We'll be back after the break with more. Thanks for listening.
An old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. I cannot email you a copy of the book. You will need to download it. Thanks for the emails. But you need to go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books, and you'll find The Richest Man in Babylon there, and you can download it from that website for free. You don't have to sign up for a mailing list or anything like that. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books. Next, I'd like to talk about something that the average person does way more than just the average. I'd say, based off statistics, about 95% of Americans do, that is completely ineffective and dysfunctional. Stephen Covey wrote a book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. The number one habit is called Be Proactive. And he discovered that the majority of people were the opposite. It's a thing called reactive. They don't respond to challenges, they react to challenges and let their effort minimizing brain control them. Proactive people, habit number one, be proactive. Proactive people are solution oriented and don't allow their effort minimizing brain to control them. They actually take action on problems, versus what reactive people do, which is simply complain about them. Let's look at the example financially. Here's what happened to me that spurred this. I'm at Smoothie King buying a smoothie. No matter how much you want to complain or moan or worry about it, smoothies are $6 to $10 a piece. That's the price. Guy comes in, orders a smoothie, adds like six different things to it, two different types of protein, spinach, peanut butter, and he gets to the counter, and the lady goes, okay, that'll be $9. Now, he's on the phone with somebody. He proceeds to tell that employee that is just too much. Now, she's already made it. She's handing it to him. And he's complaining, moaning. And I'm just like observing this and seeing reactivity right in front of me. And I'm like, what in the world are you doing? The sign up on the wall shows the price. What do you mean it's too expensive? You knew the price before you got to the counter. But in his brain, that was being effective. I'm going to complain about the price and they'll lower the price next time. He then proceeds, because remember I said he was on the phone? He proceeds to tell the person he's on the phone with all about it over a 2 to 5 minute period. Just complaining and moaning and being a big freaking baby. And he wastes another 5 minutes of his life. That is reactive behavior. Some of you, in fact, the vast majority of you, when gas prices go up, you know what you do? You talk about it. You worry about it. That is a complete reactive waste of time. The gas price, it's the gas price. You can't complain it down. You have no control over the gas price. You can't elect somebody that's going to lower the gas prices. That's what you think. It's not a very smart thought, but that's what you think. You think you have control over that. Waste of your freaking time. That's reactive BS. See, what that guy had that complained about the price of the smoothie was not an expense problem. He's got an income problem. I don't care if smoothie's $9. He does. Because he's probably living paycheck to paycheck. And every dollar he quote-unquote saves makes a difference, which it doesn't. But I'm not going to get into that today. And this is what reactive people do. Your brain, your caveman brain, if you let it control you, wants to do least effort. And instead of solving the problem, it would rather complain about the problem. And that's all your brain wants to do. Complain. So all of you out there that complain about your bills, complain about how the electric bill is, complain about your insurance being high, complain about your home insurance doubling over the last few years, complain. You're reactive people. You're doing nothing to solve the problem. You'd rather just moan and complain about the problem than do anything to solve it. See, if you're complaining about your expenses and you're complaining about your taxes and how high your taxes are, that's not the problem. The problem is you don't make enough money. But it's easier just to complain. Sit on your butt and do nothing and just complain about expenses, complain about the taxes, and do nothing. See, proactive people recognize that the solution is making more money. And so while you guys spend 95% of your time complaining about bills, complaining about the taxes, proactive people spend 95% of their time reading books on how to make more money, going to seminars on how to make more money. They focus on the solution, while you guys focus on the problem. Proactive people focus on the solution. And you are all out there focused on the problem and doing nothing to solve it. Nothing. Oh, I'm working on getting a raise. You're doing nothing. Do you think that Warren Buffett is stupid? I suggest that you do, because you're not taking his advice and building a second stream of income. You must think he's stupid. Why would you not take the advice of a billionaire, one of the richest men in the world, unless you just think they're stupid? Oh, that's not right. It can't be that simple. Just build a second stream of income. Oh, that's too easy. That crazy Warren Buffett, he's not right. I'm telling you, he is. It changed my life. Once I heard that, and then I put two and two together, 9 out of 10 million, you know, build a second stream of income, and then I found out 9 out of 10 millionaires used real estate to do that, I said, you know, I think I'm going to do some real estate. It gave me more time with my family. It gave me more time for fitness, for charity, and more money for charity. You know, my goal is to give several million dollars to charity in my lifetime. And I could never do that if I was sitting at home complaining about my bills, complaining about the fact that the company doesn't pay me enough, complaining about this least effort, reactive behavior. All of you need to switch from reactive to proactive. Stop focusing on the problem. Now recognize it, admit it's there, you don't make enough money, but then you got to do something about it. That's proactivity. Just complaining about the fact that you don't make enough money, that's weak. That's reactive. But that's what most people do, the vast majority. And I swear I think it's close to 95% of people are reactive. Because when the gas prices go up, it makes me gag every time some person complains about it. How about eggs? People are complaining that eggs have gone up in price. It's like, what are you doing with your life? Just moaning, complaining, and doing nothing about it. You got to do something about it. The members of Total Wealth Academy are doing something about it. They're building a second stream of income with real estate. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
When you put money in the bank or pay your insurance premium, they take that money and go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it gives the highest rate of return and is the lowest risk. This is called passive investing. Due to some recent changes in the laws, you can now invest the exact same way. Total Wealth Academy can show you how. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend our free sample class on real estate investing. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I got a very humorous email from a guy who's at work, so he wants to remain anonymous, but he's talking about loading up his truck with his complaining about the egg prices. He also finds it extremely humorous. Complaining to all his buddies and his neighbors, and loading up a truck with all his friends in the neighborhood, and driving to a chicken farm and yelling at the chickens. That's probably just as effective as complaining, which is ineffective. You know, the price of eggs is the price of eggs. You complaining about it is more of that reactive versus proactive behavior that literally destroys your life. And I highly recommend that every one of you, if you see yourself in any of these comments, pick up a copy of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and read the chapter on habit number one, be proactive, be solution oriented. Quit focusing on the problem. You know what the problem is. You don't make enough money. And go work on the solution. Put all your effort, 95% of your effort should go to the solution. Just a few percentages on focusing on the problem so you know what you're up against. I agree with, you know, spending some time on the problem, analyzing it, figuring out what you can and can't do to solve it. But the rest of the time should be spent on the solution, which is making more money. Most of you spend 95% of your time trying to save your way to success. You try to, you know, you cut coupons, you scrimp, you save, you try to keep the, the expense. Oh, this is one of my favorites. The tax. I know I talk about this all the time. People subscribe to tax newsletters and try to save taxes, and they think they're going to master the tax code and keep their taxes as low as possible. No, you're not. You're not going to do that. The tax code, if you lay it on its side, that book is 6 feet 7 inches thick. I'm 6'3". It's 5 inches thicker than I am tall, so, or 4 inches. You're not going to master the tax code. And you're not going to save taxes as effectively as you would if you went out and hired someone. Wouldn't it be neat if there was someone like that? A thing called a CPA who has mastered the tax code? Hire a CPA. They don't cost you money. They save you money. I get a bill for $5,000 or $6,000 a year for my tax return. The guy saves me $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. One year he saved me $200,000 that I didn't know about. Just quit that saving. Wasting your time, 95% of your time, trying to save money that you don't earn. Spend 95% of your time on making more money. Put the coupons down and grab a book on how to make more money. And as far as taxes goes, my goal, I have a goal. I want to write a check for $1 million to the IRS in 1 year. That's my goal, because that means I made 3.5 or 4 million. Saving your way to retirement doesn't work. You got to make more money. You know, now if you make $300,000 or $400,000 a year at your job, there's a good possibility you could save your way to retirement. But you'd still be at risk, because, like I said, even if you save $5 million, you could outlive it. If you save your way to retirement, when you retire and you start hacking away at your savings, you are subconsciously praying, "Dear God, please kill me before I run out of money." That's what's going on. And it is not a good way to live. You know, take control of your IRA, take control of your 401k, and start investing in income-producing assets like real estate. It's safer. I mean, you're all passive investors anyway. You don't even, but most of you don't know it. It comes down to this. When you put money in the bank or you pay your insurance premium, what do the banks and insurance companies do with your money? Do they put it in a vault for safekeeping? No. They go buy real estate with it. The banks and the insurance companies are the biggest real estate investors in the United States. They're taking your money, investing it passively in real estate, making a 20% rate of return, sometimes higher. And what are they paying you? 2, 3, 4% at the bank and nothing on your insurance payment? But you're passively investing, but you think it's risky. You can't do it. I can't be a passive investor. You already are. You're just not getting the benefits from it. You're getting 3 or 4%. They're making 20% with your money. Maybe, just maybe, you ought to learn how to passively invest your own money instead of giving it to the bank. Or, you know, investing in non-cash flowing investments like stocks, mutual funds, and garbage like that. Income producing assets. And this one always blows my mind. There's another guy on the radio who talks about this. Why would you buy an investment that doesn't cash flow when there are investments that do cash flow? Why are you doing that? I can't even think of one reason. You've got a choice. Non-income producing assets, income producing assets. Why are you buying non-income producing assets? They both take just as much work to be good at. One gives you cash flow, one doesn't. Why are you buying things that don't produce cash flow? Oh, let me check. I hear I got a phone call. Give me one second. It's Richard in Houston. Hey, Richard, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Great. I was watching a news story about commercial real estate, and I guess we're coming up on a bubble, and they're talking about all the smaller banks are going to suffer because they do most of the commercial real estate loans. But
yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to get your opinion on any future opportunities, what you're seeing out there. And I'm driving right now, so I think I'm going to hang up and just be on the air.
Perfect, Richard. Thank you for telling me you're driving, and be safe, man. Yes, I think what Richard's talking about is there are going to be a lot of foreclosures. A lot of those will be from the REITs, the real estate investment trusts, because they don't know what they're doing. And so there are a lot of opportunities. Richard, we've already picked up a few of them. Stuff we were paying $120,000 a door for, we're now picking up at $60,000 a door and $85,000 a door, I think, for the last two deals. And they appraise, you know, up at the $100,000 per door or more. So I think, Richard, you're right. There's going to be a tremendous opportunity over the next few years. And when the bubble comes or explodes, there's going to be even more. You just want to make sure you're in a position to take advantage of it with your IRA, your 401k, or your cash. The only thing I don't like is someone saying, well, I'm going to wait for the bubble to explode. It may not for 4, 5, 10 years. So I don't want you to miss 4, 5, 10 years of investing because you're waiting on a bubble that you think is going to happen. Do I think it's going to take that long? No, but that's all speculation. That's all gambling. It's all crystal ball stuff. But If I'm answering your question correctly, Richard, yes, we are already picking up some, I wouldn't call them spectacular deals, but they're really good. But when the bubble comes, wham, that's when you pick up the spectacular deals. So you are right, but please don't sit on the sideline between now and then. Get out there and get something done, Richard. And again, drive safe. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.